Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 3rd, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Apple reported fiscal fourth quarter results, posting revenue of $89.5 billion, down 1% year over year. Earnings per share were $1.46, up 13% to $22.96 billion. The iPhone was the only hardware line to show growth on the year, up 2% to $48.81 billion. Mac sales did the worst, down 34% to $7.61 billion. Apple didn't give formal guidance, but Financial Chief Luca Maestri said the company expected December quarter revenue to be similar to last year's revenue. A perk Microsoft employees used to have was a free Xbox Game Pass Ultimate benefit, but the company this week started telling most of its 238,000 employees that the benefit would be ending starting January 2024. Xbox employees will continue to keep the benefit, but the vast majority of Microsoft employees who are not part of Xbox Microsoft Gaming will be offered a discounted 12-month Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscription at the company's internal store. After December 5th, legacy HBO Max ad-free subscribers will lose access to 4K streams unless they upgrade from their $16 per month legacy plan to the $20 per month Max Ultimate ad-free tier. These changes are in line with what Warner Bros. Discovery said back in May when it stated its legacy users would have access to their plan's features for 6 months. Legacy subscribers will also no longer be able to stream on 3 devices at once, as Max only allows 2 concurrent streams. Intuit's own budgeting app Mint is shutting down and being absorbed into Intuit's other service, Credit Karma, when it officially goes away on January 1st, 2024. Karma lacks Mint's budget tracking tools, but instead has a simplified way for you to build awareness of your spending and track your savings. Intuit says it does plan to add ways to track spending and aggregate financial accounts. Google is not proceeding with its Integrity Web API for Chrome, which many deem to be a type of digital rights management. The feature was prototyped, but only at the proposal stage, and the company announced yesterday that it isn't moving forward with plans. People took issue with how the Web Integrity API would bring DRM to the open web. Google heard your feedback and said the Web Environment Integrity proposal is no longer being considered by the Chrome team. Google AdSense, in an effort to get in line with industry standards, is moving to per-impression payments in 2024, but the company doesn't expect publishers to see a change in their earnings and payments. Google is also changing the AdSense revenue share structure so that fees aren't processed within a single transaction. Google says that publishers will continue to keep about 68% of the revenue. Sam Bankman-Fried, co-founder and former CEO of crypto exchange FTX and trading firm Alameda Research, has been found guilty on all 7 counts related to a fraud and money laundering case brought by the U.S. Attorney's Office at the Southern District of New York. Bankman-Fried could face a total of 115 years in prison. The DOJ's December 2022 indictment stated that Bankman-Fried knowingly defrauded FTX customers by misusing their deposits to invest in other companies and pay off lenders and expenses. Amazon's physical Amazon-style clothing stores, which first opened in May of 2022, are shutting down by next week. After careful consideration, we decided to close our two Amazon-style physical retail stores and focus on our online fashion shopping experience, where we're offering new exciting selections at a great value and introducing innovative technology to meet the needs of every customer, said spokesperson Kristen Kish. And finally, Google has entered a disagreement with real estate developer LandLease to build 15,000 homes in the San Francisco Bay Area. The San Francisco Bay project was announced in 2019, promising the development of at least 15,000 homes at all income levels on $750 million worth of land owned by Google. The Bay Area real estate market has significantly changed post-COVID, and the companies have decided to end their agreement after Google did a comprehensive review of its real estate investments. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.